Okay, welcome to episode one of the Officer Winslow podcast, in which we discuss whatever we want. This week, we're going to start off the discussion with current events, mainly death, because there's been a lot of them recently. Really?
Four.
Probably only four for the week in the entire globe. With me is Will.
Here.
Josh.
Present.
Unfortunately. And myself, Seth. So, guys, what I want to talk about is what you think Michael Jackson's legacy is going to be. Because on the news, everybody's like, he will be remembered. This is his legacy. Blah, 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 blah. But what does that mean?
I got one word for you.
Go for it.
Thriller.
Was it literally one word?
That's it. That's all you got.
You were going to say Thriller? That's it? Nothing else?
All right, he's really not going to say anything else. He's really not.
Will, what is your opinion on this matter?
The opinion is that there are two, as far as singular iconic figures within music, Elvis and Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson is one of those iconic figures that transcended gender, race, anything. And that is why he will continue to have that legacy, because he was able to cross so many bridges and everything.
My opinion is, I think in reality, you have to look at the fact that the guy did nothing for music for the past 15 years or so. And what he's been doing most recently is dangling babies off of balconies, taking drugs, allegedly, and allegedly molesting children. So
just because he hasn't done anything over the past 15 years, that warrants why he should not have a legacy.
No, he has a legacy, but I'm just saying I don't think it's as candy-coated as everybody would like. It's like, now that he's dead, we want to talk about the good times. But the reality of the situation is that there's a lot of bad times that go along with those good times. Josh, do you have any thoughts?
I already said my thoughts.
You said Thriller. Do you have me to repeat?
No, we don't need you to repeat.
Not at all.
We asked you not to. You're being rude now. That's all I'm saying, is that he's got sweet jams, no doubt about it, Everything But Invincible. And, like, Rock With Me or whatever. All night. That song is terrible. I don't care what people say.
No, it's good.
Well, let's agree that you're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Yeah.
What about his dance moves?
Oh, you
no,
mean all...
No. Regardless of whatever thing, as far as if you like his music, if you like his dancing or whatever, he holds Guinness World Records for the amount of millions of records that were sold, the amount of money that was spent, the amount of charities that he was a part of. The guy was an iconic figure. The guy did transcend many, many people and many, many figures.
Yeah, he did transcend many, many people.
What is that referring to?
I'm just saying. He was a transcender.
That's adorable.
All I'm saying is that I'm happy to remember him, but I'm not going to just be like, oh, hey, there's this great guy who made Thriller. Because there's a lot more to the man behind the mirror, the man behind the glove.
Look, you can't judge a guy of the last fifth of his life. Excuse me. Yeah. Fifth?
Well, about fifth. I mean, a little bit.
Dude, what about, disregarding his solo career, what about the Jackson 5?
Like I said, everything up to the last 15
years. In
your
face, Seth.
Awesome.
In your face.
I just don't want, I'm just not going to allow the...
A, B, C.
C. 1, 2, 3.
Speaking of,
Do, Re, Mi. A, B, C. 1, 2, 3, you and me, girl.
Did y'all get a plethora of Facebook status updates once the man died?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. the knuckleheads really came out. That's all I can say on my Facebook wall. Basically, if you commented about Michael Jackson dying, I deleted you as a friend, basically.
I gotta go change my Facebook status. I'll be right back.
Absolutely. Wait, I'm pulling up right... I'm gonna do it for my phone.
I didn't really, but there... I did catalog a few of these that I would like to share. These are status updates that I got from...
You're a monster.
Joel Isaacs of Assemblies of Podcast says, "The king is dead. Your children are safe." Julie C. says, "I think people should make a bigger deal about Farrah Fawcett dying than Michael Jackson. She had the biggest blonde hair ever. Much more attractive." Myers M. said, "Bob Marley's thoughts on recent events are one glove."
Look, the fact remains. The king of pop is dead. An icon of our generation is gone. And we need to realize that fact. He was an iconic figure in our generation. Yes?
Yes, he was an iconic figure in our generation. I guess we can all agree on that, if nothing else, is that he was iconic. And
a PYT.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, my end point is I don't consider it, besides, like, the fact that I don't like it for anybody to die, really. You know, that's sad.
Liar.
But I just don't consider it a huge loss, because he wasn't really producing anything of value. So, like, I don't have this huge loss. Because his CDs, like, just because he's dead doesn't mean Thriller, all the copies of Thriller disappear. Like, I can still enjoy that, but, like, I'm not sad.
Does anybody know what's going to happen to all the Beatles' rights?
Didn't he already sell those? I think he's sold them since acquiring them after he started spending like $30 million a month or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before selling Neverland Ranch. But do you understand my point? Is that I guess I just don't consider it a loss. Because he wasn't... Like
Continue.
No, that's all. I mean, that's my point.
Well, we really don't know what was going to happen over the next half of his life because, you know, we had no idea how this 50-city concert tour was going to do. He has 100 unpublished songs that have yet to be heard or released. We don't know. We don't know if he had some more contributions left to do.
That's true. There was a large collection of unreleased songs.
Which does explain the tragedy of his death is because there was still some stuff he had left to do.
A tragedy. Tragedy. Are you trying to go a little Miss McLean on me here? The tragedy of Princess Diana dying?
Have you guys seen the picture of Michael Jackson's father?
Yes. Holy mackerel. The dude is a toad. He is a toad. He's a living toad.
I'm looking at a picture right now of him and Michael Jackson. The white Michael Jackson.
Scary.
It's terrifying.
I saw a picture of him just recently, like, while I was at the hospital or something, and I thought, like, somebody had smudged the photo or something. He was just so scary.
And you guys, I just played squash with him last week, and when he loses, I'm serious.
It sounds like we're in a squash court right now. Well, also, I would like to take a few minutes while we're on the subject of death to talk about when Josh will be leaving us. So, anytime, bud.
Anyway, Billy Mays also died.
Yeah, you're right. Billy Mays died. Farrah Fawcett died. Ed McMahon died. Which Josh showed me a funny video of Ed McMahon today that hopefully he'll be putting up on the blog, in which he was drunk on the Johnny Carson show. It's pretty amazing, so pretty keep good. Checking back for that. I didn't know much about Farrah Fawcett, except that my granddad said that there was a poster of her hanging over his barber's chair. So every time he got a shave, he looked at Farrah Fawcett, and for that reason alone, he says, she's a more respectable person than Michael Jackson. I guess if my granddad's barber had a picture of Michael Jackson above the chair, his opinion's
Huh.
And then Billy Mays. I mean, I'm
Billy Mays.
That's sad. I'm more sad because he did have a wife and some kids.
Time out. Time out. Billy Mays did for commercials what Michael Jackson did for pop music.
I hear that, and I want to punch a puppy every time I hear that.
I think maybe Billy Mays did for beards what Michael Jackson did for pop music. That thing, after he is gone and decayed, his skull will have a beard. That thing is amazing.
No doubt. It'll be slightly discolored, the skull, due to the thickness of the beard. The hair grew from the skull.
That is, I never used OxyClean or Oil City Cell. That Bondo
Mighty
stuff.
Putty.
Yeah, Mighty Putty.
Mighty Putty.
Which
and
is,
he sold Orange Glow.
I don't know what that is.
OxyClean.
And ESPN 360.
That's right. I did see those commercials, and they were funny. Do we have any more thoughts on Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, or Billy Mays dying?
William just, D. Mays Jr.
It was a sad week. It's a sad week.
Do you think it'll keep going? Do you think we're going to lose more celebrities this week?
I hope not. That's we've lost four.
Who would
out of
who
the past
if
seven
we
days.
If we had to lose a celebrity this week, who would it be?
I'm not answering. No way. No way. I'm not touching that one. Brendan Fraser.
I could not agree more.
I was going to say Fred Durst.
Not bad.
But actually, I'm going to say not Fred Durst. I'm going to take that back. Because he's been out of the public eye for a while now and really hasn't been bothering me. I'm going to go with Scott Stapp.
Fred Durst is putting out a movie.
Yeah. And I might change my opinion then. But for now, I hear Creed is doing a reunion tour.
Yeah,
and that's got to stop.
Did you guys know that the day before Billy Mays died, he was on a plane in Tampa, and as they were either landing or taking off, the front tire blew.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. But they don't know if that had to do with his death or not. We'll have to wait for the autopsy.
So who's going to update Billy Mays' Twitter? That's really all I care about.
You are a soulless individual. Let's switch gears here for time's sake into what we're going to talk about next.
So this past week also we heard that, what?
Your voice went just really fast in my headphones for a second there. I hope it recorded like that.
Screw you. All right, so this past week, Oscars now announced that they're going to have 10, no longer 5, nominated pictures.
For Best Picture?
For Best Picture.
I love it.
Why?
My opinion on that... Thriller.
Oh, enough said, and well said, and witty.
I like it because I think in reality, I mean, for a while there, sometimes it seems like 5 was stretching it. Like we could barely pick 5 movies that could even be considered best of the year. But recently, they've been turning them out pretty good. You know,
I beg to differ.
Well,
I would find it very difficult to find 10 movies that came out in 2008 that I would nominate for Best Picture.
What would you
and
nominate?
I'm doing my movie post now, so I know.
You're doing a movie post Best of 2008 now that it's the halfway through 2009?
It takes me a long time, and I always coincide my award shows with BET's award shows, and theirs is this week.
It makes sense.
That's pretty good. I think it's good. If for nothing else, it'll just shake things up. You know, might as well. Why not? It used to be that way back in the 40s, so why not go back? I wonder why they switched from 10 to 5 in the first place.
Does this mean that, like, animated movies won't have their own category anymore, and they'll be included in Best Picture?
No, it's only Best Picture that's being altered. Right, Will?
That's correct.
So, I'm for it. Because hopefully some more of Eddie Murphy's movies will get... Like, imagine that. That's a dark horse for this year, without a doubt.
Or Dr. Dolittle 3.
Is that coming out this year, too?
I think it came out last year.
Well...
Or maybe in my dreams.
I'm just glad it exists, personally.
As am I.
Eddie Murphy is terrible.
Yeah.
It's like he just doesn't care anymore. I don't know if he really did, but...
No, he doesn't care.
I don't think he cares.
He doesn't care. I haven't seen a lot of movies this year, just because of school and that sort of thing. But I think, you know, by the time that the award ceremony rolls around, I'm going to be pumped to see, like, maybe they'll just throw something in there for the heck of it. Like, just something weird. You know, like, I don't know, a weird movie.
I just went through my list, and actually, I am ashamed to say that I could find 10 movies that I would nominate.
So, you see what I'm saying? Now, maybe in the 80s, no, that the best picture category should have been three. Probably three movies.
Sometimes two.
Yeah, and I'm actually talking for the entire decade of the 80s.
There we go. Amadeus and Gandhi.
And Ghostbusters. Right?
Yep. Ghostbusters. And the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Unfortunately, this will be Josh's last podcast with us.
So sorry. So sorry to lose him, but that's the business.
Love to see you go. I don't know how to end that one.
So. I'm not sure either. I don't think anyone knows.
Hate to see you stay. Love to see you go.
Hate to watch you go. Love to watch you leave.
See you later.
Adios, partner.
That's pretty next cool. Topic.
Okay, next topic is...
Since we were just talking about the Oscars, we're going to move on to the movie of the week, which this week is the infamous Transformers 2 Revenge of the Fallen. And,
is Seth and Josh on there?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey!
What's up, Jenna?
Everybody, it's Jenna, Will's sister.
Well, my haircut's kind of out of control right now.
And Laurie, too?
That's Josh, where's your mustache? Oh, I see it.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Jenna, have you seen Transformers, Jenna?
I saw the first one, and sorry, I'm trying to...
No, it's good. Did you see Transformers 2? Let me be more exact for my question.
I haven't seen either. Oh, wait, you're still asking me. Have I seen Transformers 2? No, I saw the first one. I've not seen the second one.
Okay, well...
I've made plans to see the second one, though.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, wedding band. Have to get used to that. Sorry, I just don't see that often.
I love how y'all are doing the same expression.
Y'all look just alike right now. And I have to say, rainwater babies are the most precious little children I've ever seen in my life. Y'all's baby pictures make me want to weep. Like, ain't that crazy? Maybe not weep. But smile.
I'm sweating right now. So I can't really say anything. I'm just sweating.
Hey, so Josh. I'm glad that we don't have anybody around who doesn't like to eat baked fruit pies anymore.
As am I.
I can say it. I'm the little sister. I mean, I can totally say that.
You can, in my opinion, Jenny, you can say whatever you want.
Don't blow it up. I love how Lon keeps dropping her face in. I really do look better with makeup on. Hey, do we look like twins?
Yes. Will, right? You look just like your sister, Will.
I do not.
Will, you look just like a girl.
Make this face.
You look like a girl, Will.
Hey, make that face, Will. Make that face.
For everybody listening at home, they're making a very silly face.
Are we live? Are we on the radio or something?
Oh, you're on the radio right now.
Hey, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to the Jackson family, RIP MJ. And
we love you, MJ.
We love you, Michael. And make that change.
Jen, I'm deleting you from my Facebook friend list. Oh, that was a pleasant surprise. I'm sorry for the echoes, everybody, but we had to take off our headphones so they could join the conversation.
Right.
That was awesome.
Josh, share with us now.
Anyway, yeah. Transformers 2.
Hey, let the echo sound out.
It is another Michael Bay explosion.
Another Michael Bay bomb, if you would.
There we go.
Because bombs explode.
Right. I don't know if you guys remember, but he did Bad Boys 2 and Armageddon and the first Transformers. And he also produced several crappy horror movies. So Michael Bay isn't really on a good run in my book.
I heard that there's racist robots in it.
Yes, they're very stereotypical.
How do you mean, like I heard that there's like they're like basically negative stereotypes of black people.
I would say they were extremely.
I mean, what we're saying is like it's not good. Like,
no, it's a very white person perspective.
It's insensitive and closed mind is what I've heard.
Correct. That is a good way to put it.
So all in all, it stinks. And you shouldn't see it. Would you say to somebody, do not go to the theater to see this?
No. I would tell everybody to go see it. You know, want to know why?
Yes.
Because the people who love Michael Bay and love the first Transformers are going to love this movie. Because it's very entertaining. It's 2.5 hours of explosions and fighting robots. The people who don't love Michael Bay are going to want to see this movie because they're going to be laughing at how terrible it is and realize the immaturity of Michael Bay's cinematography and directing ability.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's all I have to say.
Well, thanks, Josh, for the tip.
You got it.
Do this.
Alright, so on to the news. Top 5 stories, at least top 5 stories to me. A lot of things going down in Honduras as far as with their elections. The military has overthrown the president, and Hugo Chavez, the infamous dictator down in Venezuela, is looking to perhaps do some military action, so keep alert to that. Also,
I thought Hugo Chavez was a sunglass company.
That's what? Who is that? Somebody Joe? Pocono Joe? I don't know.
I think it's Joe Chavez sunglass company. That's what we're getting.
Joe Chavez.
Okay, continue.
Also, Shaquille O'Neal is now a Cleveland Cavalier. By the way.
Whoa.
He got traded again.
Wow. I saw a funny video of Shaquille O'Neal lip syncing to Akon the other day. Dude has got the skills.
Do you guys follow him on Twitter?
No.
Yes.
He's hilarious.
It's because I don't believe Twitter exists.
Here it is. Shaq's Twitter handle. @ in capital letters THE _ capital letters REAL _ SHAQ.
So the real Shaq with underscores in between.
That's right.
Okay, so far we got trouble in
Honduras,
and Shaq's been traded to the Cavs.
Shaq the Cavs.
That's going to make quite a powerhouse of a team.
It is.
I'm happen to be a sports buff.
Yes. Now to number 3.
Seth doesn't even know we're talking about basketball.
somebody finally punched Perez Hilton in the face.
Yes. Will I am if I'm... Was that you, Will?
No, it was not me, unfortunately. It was my better-looking counterpart. He puts periods in between his name. It was his band manager who punched Perez Hilton in the face.
That guy... I don't even follow Perez Hilton that much because I don't want to give, like, annoyed. I'm just so happy.
Hey, also, some may argue that the band manager gave Perez Hilton that boom boom pow.
Oh my.
Oh, topical and relevant.
Absolutely. Now, the story number four. Big climate bill was just passed in Congress. A lot of green people, very, very happy about it.
What is it going to do?
However, of course, as far as an efforts to decrease carbon emissions, you know, as far as look for cleaner energy, that sort of thing, but it's very, very tax heavy on the taxpayer. So
I got a great way to clean up the ozone. Tell all those politicians to keep their mouths shut.
Nice. Nuts.
And dignity and pride.
Boom. So boom. For the final story, we did all see on ABC that they gave an entire nightly block to Obama to pitch his healthcare plan. It was namely called the Obama Marshall.
I didn't watch this, and I didn't know this. Last thing I heard about Obama is that he got a humane fly catcher from PETA.
Really?
Yeah, because you know when he slapped that fly during the interview, PETA was like, hey, Obama, we can't be so careless to animals, and we know you're not perfect, but next time you need to kill a fly, use this trap that catches flies but doesn't kill them.
Interesting.
I'm gonna say, if you punch somebody from PETA and write to me, I will send you money.
Wow.
There you go. So, those are top five stories. And despite, of course, the four celebrities that died last week, it was a pretty busy week.
Pretty busy week. And, Will, I appreciate you reading the news because somebody has to, and I still can't read. So, overall, we've talked about some sad deaths. We've talked about changes in the Oscars, Transformers, the news, and I think to close this out here, Josh has got a song of the week. He's gonna play a clip here, and that'll be the last you'll hear from us until next week. Until then, go home, Steve.
Go home.
Go home, Steve. Please. Okay.
Okay. So, the rest of the guys are gone, and it's just me and you and the song of the week. Since we had been quoting Boom Boom Pow throughout the episode, I thought it would be equivalent, that is not even close to being the right word, I thought it would be appropriate to include a song from the album that Boom Boom Pow is off of. The album is The END, which stands for The Energy Never Dies by the Black Eyed Peas. And the song that you guys need to get this week is called Alive. Here's a little clip. You make me feel alive. So yeah, thanks for listening. Go get that song, the whole album, if you want to. Seth would strongly vote against it, I'm sure, but he doesn't know anything, ever. So just don't listen to anything that he says. And we'll see you guys next week.